I was born 3 hours outside of Juarez in a little pueblo called Casas Grandes. My name wasn't Michael Evans. It was Lorenzo Hugo Nunez Fernandez. When I was born, my father had cancer, terminal cancer, and he died when I was in May of the same year. So I was maybe, I don't know, 2-3 months. My mother was really poor, not like American poor, but like Mexican poor, where she didn't have any money, any food, anything. She just didn't have enough money to put shoes on my feet. So she left me with my grandparents on my father's side of the family. And she came to the United States illegally, looking for a job, looking for opportunity, looking for better work. And, you know, after bouncing around for a little bit, she found a job with a professor at UTEP doing in-house nanny stuff. So when I first came over, Spanish was actually my first language. But when I came over here, I eventually forgot it, right? So anyway, so I came over. My mom had to, like, kidnap me from my grandparents. So we were living with the lady, her daughter, and my mother. And the lady got a job offer at USC, University of South Carolina. And she offers me and my mother to go with her. So my mother was like, yeah, well, you know, we'll go with you. And she was up. So like when we go over to South Carolina, there's no Mexican people over there. My mother is not happy. She doesn't have any friends. There's a lot of racial tension, which I didn't understand back then. And my mother found out she was pregnant. So she went back to the Southwest. She came back to El Paso, I believe. She was really struggling. And the professor said, look, if you leave your son with me for an extended amount of time, I want to adopt him. I'll give him a better life. I'll offer him to make him my son. So my mother battled around the idea for a while. And in 1984, I was 6 years old. My mother gave the okay. I remember the professor, she tells me like this. She says, you're going to grow up here as an American kid. You're going to go to American schools. You can have any name you want. I want you to have an American name because with other American kids, you're just going to have an easier time. So I remember watching a movie and I was in love with this girl in this movie. The guy's name was Mike. And the girl, it was Michelle Pfeiffer. Oh man, she was so beautiful. And like in the end of the movie, he got the girl. So my mother was like, that's a good name, Michael Evans. In 84, I was adopted.
So you were adopted, and like, why are you not considered a citizen?
So I was adopted in 1984, and the laws were different. If I was adopted in 1986, I would have automatically been an American citizen, but the laws don't go retroactive. I don't remember Mexico, like as a kid. You know what I mean? Obviously, now it's a different story. But as a kid, the only thing I remember Mexico is when I used to go visit my grandparents. I started getting into a lot of trouble.
So you're in high school, right?
Uh-huh.
You're around that time where you're about to graduate. What gravitated you towards joining the Marines?
When I was in Toledo, I was getting in trouble, right? I almost dropped out of high school. I said, look, I'm not going to go to school anymore. I'm about to drop out. And she was like, absolutely not. I'm talking, there was like, I was like really bad trouble, drugs, fights, like every possible mistake a teenage kid could make, I was making. So I went to go visit my biological mother that summer. And she was all like, okay, if you're not going to go to school back over there, like it was a long fight. My mother did not want to take me in. I was a pretty bad kid. We worked something out with my adoptive mother and my biological mother. And she said, okay, he could finish school over here. So, in my junior year, I started finishing school here in El Paso in Canotillo, Texas. School here was completely different. I graduated on time. So I was actually shopping for recruiters. I already had the Marines in my head because, one, they were supposed to be physically the most challenging. Either way, I ended up joining the Marines when I graduated high school. I was the first one to sign up on the delayed entry program. There was 5 of us. After I did it, like my friend did it, and then one of our friends did it, and then them two did it. And so there was 5 of us total, and like we all went to a boot camp together on the buddy program.
So do you remember did the recruiter ever bring up your citizenship at any point?
So one, he said, they all say it's an easier path to citizenship. Okay. It's not true. I mean,
but you didn't know this at the time.
Didn't know, and it wasn't really, you got to understand my mindset. Like I never ever thought that I would be deported. I always looked at myself as an American.